Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, the podcast where ordinary people stumble into stories that defy explanation. Tonight's tale is about a cab driver who discovers that sometimes, the passengers we carry are not of this world.
This is The Silent Passenger.
Ahmed Malik had been driving a cab for 15 years. He liked the late-night shifts best, when the city quieted and the streets belonged to a different kind of crowd. The tips weren't always great, but he enjoyed the stillness, the way headlights sliced through empty avenues, the faint hum of jazz from his dashboard radio. By 2 o'clock in the morning, most fares were predictable: tipsy barhoppers, exhausted night shift workers, young couples whispering in the back seat. That night felt no different. He was even thinking of calling it early when he saw her. A woman stood beneath the blinking marquee of the old Crestwood Theatre, her hand raised calmly as if she had been waiting just for him.
Ahmed pulled over, rolling down the window.
Where to? Her face was pale under the flickering light. Riverside Cemetery, she said, her voice steady but oddly distant.
Hésitated.
Cemeteries weren't unusual requests, but at 2 in the morning? It gave him pause. Still, he unlocked the door.
Hop in.
She slipped into the back seat without a sound. The ride was long and unnervingly silent. She didn't fumble with a phone, didn't shift in her seat, didn't even glance his way. Her hand stayed neatly folded in her lap as she gazed out the window. Ahmed, uncomfortable with the silence, tried small talk. Bit late for a cemetery visit, isn't it? For a long moment she said nothing. Then in a whisper, I have someone to see.
Her word linger-like a chill in the air.
When they reached the tall iron gates of Riverside, Ahmed slowed. The lamps outside cast weak circles of light across the headstones. That'll be $24.50, he said, turning toward the back seat.
Empty.
The door hadn't opened. The locks hadn't clicked. Yet the seat was still warm. His chest tightened. He searched the grounds in every direction, but the only movement was the sway of the trees. The next day, unable to shake the encounter, Ahmed returned to the cemetery. A groundskeeper was trimming hedges by the entrance.
Excuse me, Ahmed asked. Did you see a woman here last night?
Dark hair, long coat. The groundskeeper shook his head. The gates are locked at dusk.
Nobody comes here at night.
Only the ones already buried. Ahmed's skin prickled.
You're sure?
Positive, the man said, pointing toward a headstone near the front.
Unless you mean her.
Fresh flowers rested against the stone. Ahmed stepped closer and read the inscription.
Anna Whitfield.
Born 1979. Died 2006.
The carved face below the name, the eyes, the smile, was unmistakable.
It was her. The woman from his cab. For weeks afterward, Ahmed couldn't shake the memory. He still drove nights, though he found himself avoiding the stretch of road by the old theater. But sometimes, when fatigue blurred his vision and the street lamps flickered overhead, he swore he saw her again.
Standing on the sidewalk.
Coat drawn tight. Hand raised in quiet expectation.
Waiting for another read that never ends.
That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Sometimes passengers pay in silence. Sometimes they leave without goodbye. And sometimes, they were never really there at all.